Thursday was not the first time the Board of Trustees has heard impassioned speeches in favor of and against the chief, nor was it the first time that a meeting's been interrupted by chanting. On this day, anti-chief protesters were the most vocal. They were angry that 4 years after former trustee Roger Plummer concluded a lengthy dialogue process by saying there was no option but to decide to keep or get rid of the chief, trustees voted instead for a resolution to build a consensus. Student trustee Nate Allen, on his last day as a board member, took his colleagues to task for that choice.
I think, and Plummer thinks, that the chief either stays or goes. As I repeated, he stated that there was no compromise. And he also stated that looking for a compromise was not in the best interest of the university.
But Trustees President Lawrence Epley disagrees. He's much more optimistic that the board can get divergent sides together and satisfy them all.
Today we have to move past that and say, whatever we do, we're going to try to build a consensus. That's not total capitulation to one side or the other, perhaps, but it's going to be something that's meaningful, something that we hope would bring some finality, and something that serves the university.
What that answer is may be a long way off. Epley didn't give much detail to the consensus effort, aside from setting goals and talking with constituent groups. For now, opponents say Chief Olenewicz must go, supporters say the chief must stay, and the volume level from both camps is at a peak. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.